Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grains closed really strong on this holiday shortened week. Of course, tomorrow we are going to have a little bit shorter day and then closed on Thursday, and we'll return to finish out the week Friday with the first notice day for December grains. So if anybody is long December grains on Friday, they have to either get out or risk taking delivery. I also saw an interesting note on some of this morning's writings. In the last 39 years, the January soybeans have closed higher 28 times of the 39 years on the day before Thanksgiving. And that would be today as well, 72% of the time. Now, the day after Thanksgiving, they've closed higher 22 times, or 56% of the time. So someone crunched some numbers and came up with those statistical numbers, which and really something that's above average like that is pretty significant. And with that information, looking at corn and wheat also being higher with the soybeans today, it's a pretty good sign. Kansas City wheat is the highest levels we've seen since September, and above the moving average, and all of those things combined make for a pretty positive outlook going forward. And of course, we've got a really good wheat stand at this point here in the Southern Plains, so it's looking pretty good.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Yesterday afternoon, the USDA released their latest crop progress and conditions. Harvest for corn and beans is essentially over. We're 94% complete for corn harvest, and soybean harvest 97%. So essentially those two are over with. And you look at what the winter wheat ratings are. The good to excellent category for winter wheat was down 2% this week to 58% good to excellent. Last week we were 60%. Last year we were 62%. So a little bit disappointing there, but it's so early in the year that a lot of things can happen. If you look at winter wheat emerged, 92%. The five-year average is 89%, so we're a little bit ahead on that front as well. The overall consensus, though, is things are going pretty well at this point. Traditional hedge funds are long corn and beans. They're long about 900 million bushels of corn and 175 million bushels of beans. Both of those things, they tend to defend their position. And so with them being long, and especially corn, they're long quite a bit. Now, wheat, they're short about 90 million bushels. If they start to get out of some of those, that could be positive as they buy those short positions back.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
I'm recapping today's markets. December live cattle up 65 at 170.15. February up a dollar at 171.02. January feeder cattle down 197 at 231.37. March down 152 at 229.92. December lean hogs 32 lower at 90.95. February down 67 at 89.82. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat 13 higher at 617 and a quarter, March up 13 and a quarter at 619. December Chicago wheat up 9 and a quarter at 551 and a half, March up 8 and a quarter at 557 and three quarters. December corn up 6 and three quarters at 374 and a quarter, March up 7 at 387 and a quarter. January soybeans up 17 and a quarter at 1051, March up 16 and a half at 1056 and a quarter. December cotton 50 higher at 59.66. March also up 50 at 59.31. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.